With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the White House is trying to reschedule a meeting between Israel and the U.S. after Israel angrily canceled a planned meeting in Washington over the U.S. abstention from a vote on a Gaza ceasefire at the U.N. White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby says the Biden administration and Israel are working together to reschedule.
The tone throughout here has been businesslike and it's been professional, and we expect that it's going to stay that way. We're hoping that this meeting can be scheduled in person here in Washington, as was the original plan. That's the plan that we're still working on now. But again, no final date. And when we get that, we'll let you know.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed to press ahead with an invasion of the Hamas-controlled town of Rafah in southern Gaza. It's not only U.S. journalists who are being detained in Russia. Now the Putin government is detaining Russian journalists.
Authorities in Russia have detained six journalists across the country this month, including a journalist who covered the trials of Russian opposition politician Alexei Navalny for several years. Navalny died in an Arctic penal colony in February. The detentions were revealed by media freedom organization Reporters Without Borders. Antonia Favoroskaya was reportedly detained and accused by Russian authorities of taking part in an extremist organization for her social media post. Two other journalists were temporarily detained after they came to meet Favoroskaya in the detention center where she was being held. I'm Norman Hall.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore has been granted $60 million in immediate federal aid, but warns of a very long road ahead after the Baltimore Bridge collapse. Moore says the best minds in the world are working on plans to clear the debris and move the cargo ship that struck the bridge. On Wall Street, the Dow by 47 points, the Nasdaq dropped 20. This is SRN News. Church attendance is down.
According to the latest Gallup poll, only 30% of Protestant Christians go to worship every week. 14% say they go almost every week, and another 13% are in the pews about once a month. The Gallup survey also reveals that 16% of self-identified Christians say they never go to church. In fact, worship is in decline across all religious faiths in the U.S., with no group seeing an increase since the year 2000. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Kansas lawmakers approved a bill that would require abortion doctors to ask their patients why they want to terminate their pregnancies and then report the answers to the state. Democratic Governor Laura Kelly is a strong abortion advocate, but Republicans in the legislature appear to have the two-thirds majority they would need to override a veto. Supporters of the reporting measure say it would give the state better data that would help legislators make policy decisions. This is SRN News. The new chairman of the Republican National Committee says job one for Republicans this year is to help voters see the difference between the impact of Republican and Democrat policies on the country.
The contrast is so big.
As for today's Democrat Party, Michael Whatley says from the economy to foreign policy.
They want to weaken America. They want to weaken families.
Whatley says during a second Trump term, the U.S. will restore law and order and regain respect overseas.
And we're going to have an economy that works for every American family.
RNC Chair Michael Whatley was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reporting.
Republican Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin has vetoed two top Democratic legislative priorities. He announced vetoes Thursday to bills that would have allowed the recreational retail sales of marijuana to begin next year and measures mandating a minimum wage increase. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.